The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, breaking news this afternoon is the PSNI have launched an investigation after three people have been found dead in a house in Ballymena. And Belfast-based journalist Amanda Ferguson joins us now with the latest. Good evening to you, Amanda. What have the PSNI said about this incident?
Okay, well, police are investigating the circumstances after three people were found dead in the old Collybackie Road area of Ballymena this morning, Monday the 13th of July. So the three people were related and found inside the family home. Police also said there is no ongoing risk to the public and a further update will be provided in due course.
And Amanda, what has the reaction to this been so far?
Yes, we know that at this stage police haven't confirmed the nature of the investigation and it is a bank holiday in the north today. However, a statement has come in from the Sinn Féin MLA, Philip McGuigan, expressing shock and sadness at the death. He said that he was saddened and shocked to hear of the tragedy and he said that anyone with information should bring it forward to the PSNI and immediately assist with its investigation. We also heard from Alliance North Antrim MLA, Shan Mulholland. She said that the local community is in shock after three people were found dead in a house in Ballymena. And she said that while the details continue to emerge about the incident, it's clear that there has been a tragedy. She said the community in Ballymena is in shock already and my thoughts are with everyone affected by what will be an incredibly distressing time, particularly the family and friends of the deceased. She said, I have spoken to police who will need time to investigate this matter and she urged anyone with information to contact them immediately.
Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Belfast-based journalist Amanda Ferguson.
Lots of people getting in touch again about the turf issue. Brendan says, I live in rural Mayo. Nothing wrong with the air quality down here. I think it depends where you are. There's issues with air quality all across, according to the EPA, all across the country. Listener says, the simple fact of the matter is if you burn turf, you do not care about future generation. So varying opinions coming in there. 087 1400 106. Keep your texts coming through.
Now, a special panel from across the EU has brought together young people and experts to give recommendations on child safety measures. And one of the things noted in the report was that while age restrictions for access to social media and other digital services have been met with criticism, they may be a necessary precautionary step. And President Ursula von der Leyen also said that they're examining a phased approach based on age. And joining me now to discuss this is Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty. And I'm also joined by Associate Professor in Technical Communication at the University of Limerick, Dr. Anne Marcus-Quinn. You're both very welcome. I'm going to come to you first of all, if I might, Regina. So tell us, where are the EU going with this? We've seen the report. I think everybody wants to see children protected in the online space. What's the direction of travel, do you think, here for the EU?
So I think there's been lots of different views expressed by different countries and different politicians over the last couple of months. And what the President of the Commission has done is sought to bring experts together to talk to everybody so that she can come up with recommendations that are based on evidence as opposed to, you know, gut reactions or your instinct, which mightn't be necessarily based on evidence. The panel met this morning. They've issued their report and they have a number of recommendations that tells us that we should be leading by safety by design. Yes, there's absolutely ages where no child, you know, should be either in front of screens or in front of social media. And I think one of the most powerful things they said this morning is that social media is not a toy. It's not a childminder. It's not, you know, it's not a replacement mm-hmm. for other activities in the real world. And the recommendations are for us to legislate safety by design, because an outright ban, as has been suggested by some people and done by some jurisdictions, can certainly get around, you know, our children can get around it. But also it doesn't compel the platforms to change any of the addictive and harmful designs that we know exist that are causing our children real, real harm. So I think the safety by design led approach that was recommended this morning is something that's going to focus our minds for the next couple of months. And we will then draft legislation from the Commission to the Parliament to make these changes happen.
And just for people listening, Regina, by safety by design, do you mean things like having restrictions on the algorithm? Do you mean things by having age verification or and maybe teen curated accounts, those types of things. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, completely, Kira. But age verification, I think, is the first step, because you can't force any platform to determine what age a person is without being able to verify it. And the Commission has asked the 27 member states to have a digital wallet ready by the end of this year. Now, Ireland is, our digital wallet is in the pilot process at the moment, but a lot of countries are actually behind the curve and haven't even started. So I think that's the first place that force needs to be put on by the Commission. And then secondly, when we look at the platforms, the likes of infinite scrolling, the auto playing one after the other, the recommender algorithms that, you know, you could be looking for cats and 3 minutes later you might be getting dinosaurs. They're designed by the platforms to maximise all of our engagement. You know yourself, like, I mean, I know I can sit down for 5 minutes and suddenly a half an hour has gone by, but it's not looking after our children's well-being. So a stark kind of fact this morning was that the recommendations seek us to try and change the practice of that some of our children are spending 6 hours a day online. And when you hear, like, that's 20 years of their life, that's a bit eek, you know. So we really need to make sure that we do limit. And I know it sounds like we're spoiling the fun, but given that we know the harmful outcomes for some of our children, and the less harmful for all of our children, we really do need to change that safety element within the platform provisions.
And Regina, is there consensus, do you believe, across the EU about bringing these things in? There has been some pushback from the platforms and people are concerned about economies and jobs, etc.
Yeah, you know, Camille, there definitely has been pushback from the platforms, because there are pains to tell us they're doing everything that is asked of us. But honestly, the evidence is there. Our children are spending, we're all spending far too long, you know, just mindlessly scrolling. We definitely know that the recommender algorithms shouldn't be something that should be tolerated for children under the age of 16. So those guardrails that you've heard spoken about in the past, of introducing our children between 13 and 16 with parental guidance, but actually really strict rules of how platforms can access our children and under what engagement is to be tolerated. Because I think up for now, despite the fact that our platforms tell us they do have rules and they have, you know, adhered them, we can see the negative outcomes. And so we need to make those rules much stricter and make sure that we enforce them, number one, but also ensure that we really do have significant bans for children under the age of 13, that they, no child under the age of 13 should be sitting scrolling. You know, they should be out doing what we all did as kids. And I know that sounds very old fashioned, but we need to get some of our children's normal livelihoods back whilst introducing them to the digital world that I know that they live in, but with safety nets to ensure that the harmful element of it is controlled.
Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty, thank you very much for joining us. Now we're also joined, as I said, by Associate Professor in Technical Communication from the University of Limerick, Dr. Anne Marcus-Quinn. Anne, you've heard what Regina had to say there. Does this sound like we're moving in the right direction for you? And does this sound achievable in terms of, I suppose, the technical solutions, the design solutions, and indeed, I suppose, the ability to enforce all of this?
Kira, it was good to see this document published today. And I'd recommend that parents look at the summary document if they're not willing to read the full 150 plus pages of the long document. The summary document offers a lot of good advice there for parents of different age groups of children. I think it's a really good step towards shifting responsibility from children and families to the platforms that design these environments. And Regina touched on many of those notes there in terms of the scrolling, pulling people in down a rabbit hole, you know, keeping you online far longer than you might have intended to. But I had research published last year with Professor Selena McCoy in the ESRI, looking at why bans can be quite reactionary. And we looked at how the evidence suggests that there isn't a simple one-size-fits-all solution. So we need to be really careful here, because if a policy is focused on restricting access, it's very easy for them to overlook all of the really positive ways that teens particularly use digital technologies.
Yeah.
And
it,
I don't know if you...
It just looks... But I would say, Anne, it looks like they're not... They're not... but we're not...
past the mic.
I know, but we're
they captured young Australians, so teenage voices, about how the social media ban has impacted them. And it captures both the good and the negative.
Yeah, but that's not what the EU are looking at, Anne. They're not talking about a ban. They're talking about this safety by design. This seems to be a much more nuanced thing. A lot of people, like your good self, are suggesting that bans don't work. It looks like the EU have factored that in. So they're not talking about an outright ban. They're talking about empowering young people to exist in the digital space whilst having these safety by design features that control the algorithm, that control some of the content, all that sort of stuff. So that's what I'm really asking you about, because a lot of people would agree with you that the Australia thing hasn't worked, that the under 16s are still online and the ban doesn't work. What I'm asking you is this more nuanced approach by the EU, is this, in your view, the correct one?
I think it is. It's a welcome step, as I said, where they've certainly broken up into age group as well, different pathways for parents and guardians and for the young children and teens themselves, how they should be behaving or interacting online. So that's good. They're no longer seeing young people as one cohesive unit. They've broken it up into the different age groups. So we can see that in the document that they have treated, you know, 0 to 2. They shouldn't be seeing anything, and they go up in granular age groups. So I think that is a really positive move. Yes.
And just in terms of the ability to achieve their aims, their ability to hold the platforms to account and indeed build in technically these safety by design features so that the algorithms don't allow endless doom scrolling or don't allow people to be moved from maybe an innocent enough search about one thing onto sort of more harmful things very quickly. Is the technology there to inbuild those safety features by design? Is that like going to be possible, do you think?
I think it depends on how we ask people to verify. So obviously, if you have self-ID, that's not so good. There's lots of ways to circumvent that. I also think there's research out there and lots of advocates from the disability groups who are particularly concerned around selfie pictures for ID verification. And there's one advocate in the UK, Nikki Lilly, I think is her name, where she looks at facial difference. That community have raised serious concerns about systems that look to depend on facial images. So I'm not sure how we're going to achieve it, but at least the discussion is happening now. And hopefully we will have a lot more guardrails in place for those younger cohorts.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on. That's Dr. Anne Marcus-Quinn, their Associate Professor in Technical Communication at the University of Limerick.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.